Thank you, sir. I can't thank the Lord enough today for His many blessings and for this opportunity to come and share the good word of God today. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today and hope and pray the Lord bless you and really speak to your heart today. That's what the word of God is for. The Bible tells us that the word is a looking piece. It's a mirror that we see our reflection in. If we hear it and we're honest about it and we judge our own self by what we hear, and as we read the Word of God, as we see it, we judge ourselves, then we can see where we stand, that where we need, and how we need to pray, and how we need to ask God for mercy, and for His help, and forgiveness of our sins. I believe in coming to God and confessing your sins every day. As a child of God, you see your sins, and you call them out by name unto the Lord, and ask Him to forgive you of all your sin. You know, there's times where you have to really stop and you really have to think and go back and really think about your life and about where you come short and where you begin to waver and where you started making the mistakes. And you got to go back and confess those things. You got to make things right with the Lord. You got to get your heart right with the Lord. You got to come back to Bethel and renew your vows and come back to Him where you first got saved and the promises that you made that you would live for Him, you love Him, that you put Him first, and you got to come back to Him and ask Him to restore you back into the fellowship of the Lord. You won't have to pray for salvation again as far as being saved a second time or a third time or a fourth time. I tell you, when He saves you the first time, He saves you right. He saves you 100%. And I tell you, you belong to Him, and the devil can't break that seal. The Holy Spirit of God will seal you until the day of redemption when you get saved. So you don't lose your salvation, but you can lose your fellowship with the Lord. And no child of God is content and happy and has the peace that they need when they're out of God's will. You got to come back and renew your vows, come back and repent and ask God to have mercy upon you and confess your sins to Him. The Bible said in the book of 1 John, if we confess our sins to God, He's faithful and just to cleanse us of our sins, and He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and He will restore us and renew us. I tell you, put us back into fellowship with Him, and He'll start feeding you, and He'll start leading you, guiding you, speaking through you again, and I mean start using you as the part of the body. I tell you, we don't want to hinder the work of God. We don't want to hinder, hinder the work of God, hinder the plan of God that God has for our life and for those that are committed to our trust. And so we want to win them for it's everlasting too late. And I tell you today, it's getting late. It's getting very late. I tell you, the time's coming. I tell you, the Lord could come back today. I mean, it's getting darker and darker in this old world today. I tell you, man, I tell you, it's just continuously evil, just like it was in the days of Noah. Continuously evil, just like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Lot. I tell you, and I tell you, just you go back and look and see. I mean, we're living in the last days. I really believe that. I believe He's coming soon. I believe He's coming back to get His church out of this old ungodly world. And I tell you, He's going to get us out of here. And I tell you, He's going to destroy this world by fire. It will not be destroyed again by a flood. God made that promise that He wouldn't ever destroy the world again by a flood. But it does say that it will be destroyed by fire. And so He's going to come and He's going to purge this old world. And I tell you, by fire and clean it up. I tell you, that's what it's going to do. I tell you, He's coming. He's going to deal with sin. He's going to deal with it. He's going to deal with your sin, and He'll deal with my sin. I tell you, nobody's getting by with sin. No one's getting by with murder. No one's getting by with being a thief. And no one's getting by with any type of ungodliness, anywhere, any type of sin, rape, child molestation, you name it. I tell you, adultery, fornication. I tell you, we're living in those types of days today where people don't even think twice about it. I tell you, whatever you want to do, whatever makes you feel good, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to act like and do, I tell you, you just can do it. I tell you, it's sad. And people think it's so funny, and some of them do, these comedians, when they use God and they use Him as a subject and they talk about it, make joke about it, they make joke about the Word, they make joke about God's people, and I tell you, they think they're going to get by with it, but I'm going to tell you something, they're not going to get by. God's going to hold that, they hold them accountable for what they say and what they do. God, have mercy today. I tell you, it's so much needed that the Word of God be preached with spirit and with power. I tell you, these people need to hear it. They need to have a fear about themselves, about God. And I tell you, that's what's happened with this world today, because they don't have a fear of God before their eyes. I tell you, there they are, and they don't think, some even say there's not a God, and they think that they're not going to be held accountable, but they will. And God's going to deal with every person individually. But I'm here to tell you today that there is a way to escape the wrath of God. There's a way other words, when you are judged, you'll be judged as a saint of God and not a sinner. And not, I tell you, you will not be condemned to hell for eternity once you get saved. Because there's a way and there's a truth and there's a life. And that is Jesus Christ the Lord. He's the way, He's the truth, and He's the life that leads unto life. And many are very few that find it, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many go in there. That's the way of Satan. That's the way of the devil. That's the way of those that reject the Son of God. And I tell you something today, the Lord wants everyone to be saved. I tell you, He created man in His own image, in His own likeness, for them to love Him, to serve Him, and worship Him in spirit and in truth. I tell you, that's what God intended for you and me, to be born in this life, to love Him and put Him first and live for Him, not live for ourselves, not to live into our flesh and commit sin and run after our flesh. But He caused us to be saved, to be a servant of God. I tell you, a saint of God. I tell you, a child of God, and to do the will of God that He has called us to do, that we may win the lost. I tell you, that we might help those that can't help themselves. The Bible tells us today that there are people today that don't know their right hand from their left hand. I mean, spiritually speaking, people do not know their left hand from their right. I tell you, like my pastor's preached for many years, they know just enough of the Bible to get themselves in trouble. They know very little about it. They don't know the true meaning of what the Scriptures are saying. But I tell you, they've been around someone. They've been around folks that twist the Scriptures. There's people that are just confused and counterfeited by the devil. I tell you, that's what the devil does. He takes God's Word, and I tell you, he's that counterfeiter. He uses it. He twists it to his own way, and to be able to just deceive people. And he's the greatest deceiver, I tell you, that's ever been. He's the biggest liar, and he's the father of the lie, and he's still working. He's still on the rampage. He is still that roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. He's still lying to people. He's still telling people they all right. He's telling people that all you got to do is just join something. All you got to do is join a church somewhere. Just give you money. Just do this, do that. Try to do good. He's still lying about the true way of salvation. But I'm here to tell you today, salvation is simple. But all you have to do is you got to really believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. You got to see yourself as a sinner. You got to see yourself that you need God. And I tell you, when you get broken contrite, when you bring your broken heart, your contrite spirit, and you cry out to Him with all your heart, that very instant you do, He'll save you. That's how simple it is. But I tell you what complicates the matter, and what makes it so hard for people, is that they don't want to give up their life. They don't want to give up their sins. They don't want to be honest with God. I tell you, they want to continue to do the things they do, but they want to bring God in it, and they want to feel like they're justified and feel good about themselves when they're not doing the will of God. But that's not the way. I tell you, you got to come, be willing to forsake it all. He said, if you didn't come and will not be willing to forsake everything, he's not worthy, or she's not worthy, to be my disciple. He said, you got to come and be willing to forsake it all. You got to die to sin before you can ever be born into the family of God. You got to die to it. You got to die to the rotten, stinking sins in this old flesh. You got to die to it. The Bible said that Jesus died for sin. He died for sin. We got to die to sin. We got to die. We got to give it up. We got to say no more. We got to trust the Lord Jesus and ask Him to have mercy and deliver us from it. And I tell you something, we'll die to it. The Bible says today that if you're not saved, you're dead in trespasses and sin. You already dead in trespasses and sin. And only hope you have that you hear the gospel and repent of your sins and confess your sin and to be born again. And when you do, you be born of a new nature, a divine nature. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit of God will live in you. He'll walk in you. He'll direct your path. And then you'll become a living. You'll be of the living. You won't be of the dead any longer because you were born in sin and shaped with iniquity. You got to be quickened and made alive. And I tell you something, ever since that day one when I got saved, I've been walking in newness of life, just as Jesus Christ came upon this earth, and just as they crucified Him on that tree, and as they beat Him to a pulp, and as when He died, the Bible said, and gave up the ghost, the Bible said He went to the heart of the earth, He got the keys to death from the devil. He did die. He went and He took our place. He took my place in hell. He got up from the grave, and He left that grave empty. I'll tell you something, that grave didn't have no victory over Him. I tell you, that grave didn't have no victory. Thank God for that. It's sin. There was no sting of sin. I tell you something, when Jesus died for sin, when he took that sting out, I tell you, the death, the sting of it out, I tell you, because He took our place. And so now today, I don't have to worry about the old death, where is thy sting? And old grave, where is your victory? It's lost its victory for me. I tell you that. I tell you, the sting of death has been taken away because I've been saved. I've been born again. The Lord Jesus Christ quickened me, made me alive. I'm not worried about dying. I'm not worried about where I'm going when I die. I know when my soul leaves my body, I know to be absent from my body means to be present with the Lord. This is something I know about today. This is something that is real to me. This is something that I don't think about, hope to have, or guess that I have it. I know I have it. I know I have eternal life. I tell you, when you get saved, I tell you, He'll put that no-so in you. I tell you something, He'll give you that. I tell you, He'll give you that blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I tell you something, I'm an heir of God and I'm a joint heir of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you something, He promised me eternal life. And I tell you something, I put my faith and trust in Him. And I know He'll carry me through. I'm just a stranger, a pilgrim, a soldier, passing through this old life. And I tell you something, I answer to God and He is the control of my life. And He's going to take me home to be with Him. And He'll do the same for you, my friend, today. If you'll just come to Him, if you'll come to Him with a broken heart, just come to Him and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. Lord, I know I've done things I'm ashamed of. I wouldn't want to tell anyone about. I wouldn't want to share it with nobody. Lord, but You know about it. Lord, I'm a sinner. And You may not be the vilest of sinners, but You may realize that You're a sinner. You was born in sin and shame with iniquity. If you'll come to Him like that and ask Him to have mercy on you, forgive you, and cleanse you, and save you, that you live for Him. I mean, you've got to be willing to give it all up. Let me tell you, when you get serious about being saved, the devil will come. He'll tell you not today. He'll tell you how you need to wait till another time. He'll tell you, you won't be able to do this anymore. You won't be able to do that. I mean, He'll tell you to hold on to this and hold on to that. I tell you, He's going to come. He don't want you to get saved. So you got to get past all of that. You got to be willing to give up yourself. You got to give it all up. And when you come to Him like that, and I tell you something, you believe on Him and you repent and confess your sin, He'll have mercy. He'll save you. And I tell you something, He'll put something inside you you'll never get over. He'll take out the sin. He'll put in the Holy Spirit. And I tell you something, He'll live and reign in your life. And I tell you today, that's all it takes is a broken heart, a contrite spirit. I see my time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name and amen.